This is St. Louis Public Radio. A woman who's been waiting in the wings for 5 months to be St. Louis's next poet laureate isn't giving up hope. A committee chose Jane Ellen Iber to fill the post beginning this past January 1st, but the Board of Aldermen has yet to bring her nomination up for a vote. Still, Iber says she'd welcome the position. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Iber about the kind of poet she is and how she'd prioritize education as the city's official poet.
I've been an ambassador for poetry for over 35 years that I've been teaching. So this would just make it public, and perhaps I'd be able to collaborate with other organizations I have yet to collaborate with. And it's not just children I want to talk to. I mean, I've worked with every age group, so maybe bring it back into some elder communities, into some daily enrichment programs, or I just think it's unlimited of the places that can be visited.
So what kind of things do you focus on? What are some of the themes that you like to explore in your poetry?
I get on a kick, and then I run with it as far as I can. So, for instance, I have a new book I'm about to share with the community that I'm really looking forward to. And there's an enormous section in the book called of Mrs. Noah poems. I just felt that Mrs. Noah was a great spokeswoman for anything, for struggling with life.
And so we're talking about Mrs. Noah as in Noah's Ark.
Exactly. So the book is about women who have been voiceless in a semi-comic way. All right, I'm throwing together women from Greek mythology, TV 1950s black and white westerns, and fairy tales, and pop culture, as if these people all have things in common.
Can you name some of the other sort of women in history and folklore that you're giving voice to?
Eve, although she's known as Mrs. Adam in this setting. Rapunzel, the Bride of Frankenstein.
Could you read us something to give us an idea of what those are like?
Sure. I'll give you the first one where it started from.
Okay.
And this one's just called Mrs. Noah. I admit he looked spooked, paler than usual, his eyes wide. He spoke to me. Who? I inquired. Him, God. He started to hyperventilate. Calm down, let me get you some water, I offered. Don't talk to me about water. There'll be plenty soon enough. He's off his rocker, I thought.
You can just see her doing that.
You can just see her doing that. And also in my worldview of Mrs. Noah poems, every creature that ever existed in mythology or real was on that ship. And if they don't exist anymore, it's because they didn't make it. Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a lot of loss.
So you also work with people who are in prison or jail and also with veterans. What do you tell them? What kind of advice do you have for them about what may be a very brand new idea to them, expressing themselves and opening themselves up through poetry?
So don't feel afraid and overwhelmed by the word poetry. Follow these rules, relax, and have fun. And I compare it to any game, such as baseball. There are rules, you do the rules, and you're fine. And nobody says start with a symposium on baseball. This is what a bat does. This is what a glove does. They put them out in the field and they learn to play. And I do the same thing with the poetry. I show them the form. I show them how to get there. And I say, jump in. And I had a woman in my VA class who I used a painting as a prompt. And she's staring at this painting and she kept saying, I don't know where to start. All I see is green. And the whole class in unison was, that's your first line. And she was able to go from there. So there's no stopping. And even the most minute thing can be part of a poem.